Get ready to celebrate with Morning Mayhem as they broadcast live this Thursday from the newest Family Market store on Albert Pike Road on your way to Lake Washita. Enjoy free breakfast and community coffee along with great discounts at the pumps and other giveaways during the show. But it's only happening at the new Family Market store with special thanks to the Hotel Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas. Only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Now we're here in Benton at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. What's the exact address? We haven't mentioned that. Most people know where it's at.
Yeah, it's 1125 Military Road here in Benton. Can't miss us.
Appreciate Steve's hospitality for having us. Had a fun show today. Had Trey Reed earlier today, Craig O'Neill, got JM with us on the bus with his boy South, right around the corner from Kate in her store. And then we got Joe Nichols here in just a second. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone says here, Paul's calls brings tears to my eyes. You know, it is nice to hear the positive. You know, it just been, we get so little of that. We've had so little of that over the last
so little
10 to 15 years here. Back to back to back, it's nice to do. So let's go ahead and check in with Joe if we got him there. Christian.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, brother.
we got Justin with his boy South, and they were at the Braves game last night. And I forgot where are you headed to, Justin? I forgot already where you guys are going tonight.
I didn't say, but okay. Somewhere in New York. I don't know where.
Just let the bus driver drive.
That's right.
Couple things. First of all, I don't know, Roger, somebody sent us on our text line, Middleton Air text line. Have you guys seen the Joe Nichols Baby's Got Back?
Baby's Got Back.
And I told Roger, I said, I've not seen it. Roger, I think you have seen.
Oh, yeah.
So it's you and who's the guy? Sir Mix-a-Lot? When did this happen? When did you do this, Joe?
Oh, my God. That was at least 10 years ago. 10 or 12 years ago, man, that's a prime example of you never know how far a joke can go.
Yeah,
I didn't really mean for that to spiral out of control into actually doing a video and putting that song on the record. What happened was I played a festival, I believe in Arizona or Colorado, and it was in the like late afternoon, early evening. And in the middle of the set, the crowd just has an automatic energy. You know, Justin, with those festivals, it's just, you know, a sea of people. And you kind of want to know, is it me they're excited about, or is it just the crowd? And just to kind of jolt everybody, one day I just, out of nowhere, just sang that country version of, I like big butts and I cannot lie. And I even surprised the band. The band didn't know what I was doing. I just did it on acoustic. And the crowd kind of, you know, reacted really, really wild. And the band guys the next day, they're kind of like, you got to do that. That was fun. The crowd went crazy for that. And so we kept doing it a few times here and there. And my manager was like, you know, we ought to just put that on a, you know, get that recorded. And I was like, yeah, in your damn mind. I'm recording that song. And so he talked me into it at the end of the recession. And I was like, I'll never make the record. And then before you know it, the record label's like, let's put this on the record as a bonus track. I'm like, oh, my God. You know,
Stop it, people.
Let's not do this. And so the next thing you know, my manager's like, look, I'll pay for the video. But I got Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know, his people on the phone, and they want to do a video too. I think it'd be great. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How hard would it take this thing? Next thing you know, we got a video, and it was, we did the video, we modeled it around that Back to the Future scene with Huey Lewis, you know, and in the opening kind of scene that, you know, he played for the high school talent show. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of the idea. And so Mix-a-Lot was great. He was freaking awesome. He hates flying, so we had to go do the video in Seattle. He will not fly anywhere. Almost had a plane crash, he said. So, he's great, man. He was awesome. He told me a lot about licensing, and we just spent the day talking about the music business and where they take advantage of you, where you can take advantage of them, you know. So, yeah.
Wow. Good day. Well, that's great. Cool. It's a great story, and it lives on forever. It lives because of the internet and YouTube. Yeah. It lives on forever. So good stuff.
I'll tell you this video right there taught me never read the comments on YouTube. Ever. Don't ever do that. Apparently, very nice. I killed country music, cool. Me alone, in 2017.
it was me. Oh, that's good. A couple things before I wanted to let you two talk a little basketball, but I was going to mention football cranks up today. I'm going up to Fayetteville to watch practice. I told Roger and Steve early this morning, I get to sort of wear two different hats. You know, I'm a member of the working media, so I get to show up, and then after about 20 minutes, they run off the media, but I get to stay because I'm a former player, and so I get to see a little bit extra. There won't be a lot of action today. I just want to see the body language of the team and see what they look like, even in their shorts, just to see physically how they look. So
he wants to see what they look like in their shorts.
You know, what is this? Sometimes, you know, one of my old coaches used to say the old saying, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. And so they could certainly look like they're physically ready. But I just want to sort of see how they run practice, sort of see the mentality of how, you know, see how the coaches coach them up. So I'll report back on that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear Joe, because you hadn't heard it. I guess Silverfield probably had his most fiery speech, if you will, that wasn't speaking to a group or being in front of a press conference. We'll play that in just a second before we get into the basketball. So, Roger, if you've got that, Christian, put us up. Since Joe probably had a chance to hear this. This was yesterday, Ryan Silverfield talking to the team.
Tomorrow, we walk in here, Super Bowl Sunday. My hair should be on damn fire. Oh, I got workouts. I got meetings. I got a walkthrough. I'm going to be so focused. I'm going to be paying attention. This is the best day of my life. Practice number one, a helmet. Zero freaking loafs. The time is now. Have a sense of urgency in everything we do. One of you guys is going to look up. Your alarm clock's going to go off tomorrow morning at 4:45 in the morning. You know what you're going to do? You're going to hit the snooze button. It's for losers. A snooze button saying, I'm not ready for what today has in store for me. Guess what? We're going to say, yeah. That alarm goes off. I'm hitting the damn ground saying, hell yeah. August 7th, alarm goes off, I'm hitting that button, I'm getting in bed, I'm jumping out of bed, I'm saying, hell yeah, what does today have in store for me? Have a sense of urgency. Walk across the street with a purpose. Park that car whatever time that is. When you leave here, man, a sense of urgency to go home, get my rest, turn back around, and come in the next day and attack it day after day after day.
All right, there you go, Joe. I thought that was probably his most, you heard him cuss a little bit more there and have some urgency. And he said also yesterday, I don't care if people don't like me. So, anyway, I don't know if you'd heard that, Joe, but that was yesterday, Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm excited to see him play here. You know, I worry about size. You know, in the SEC, everything is about size and speed. And you know, I only see online, you know, what guys are listed at. And so I worry if we have SEC size. So that's, you know, if you could tell us what we look like, you know, even if they look like Tarzan, play like Jane, you know, we need size and speed. So,
I'm anxious to see that because I'd heard that, again, physically, we just probably not quite where we need to be. But again, I'll share with that tomorrow. All right, boys, let's talk a little basketball. We went by 57 yesterday. I said, I think they got a bunch of Uber drivers off the street to go in there and play against the Razorbacks that won pretty easily. But that's what was expected. J.J. Andrews took care of business, 24 points, 3 of 4 from the threes. He I think he averaged 18 points, 7.5 rebounds. We saw the amazing athleticism of George Smith Jr. and sort of like Michael Jordan at times, but just wanted to get y'all's take. I don't know if you've seen much of the four games, but JM, we'll start with you and then go to Joe after that.
Yeah, I watched the first three games. I didn't get to watch yesterday, but, saw a few highlights. But, I mean, I think it was a successful trip. You know, I think they probably got more out of it from a camaraderie, team-building standpoint than they did basketball. But regardless who you're playing, you can still tell when guys can play. And, man, we've got some dudes. The only thing that I come out of it with, I'm not I don't want to overreact and say I'm overly concerned, but I was not impressed but too much so with our front court. There wasn't one of those guys to me that stepped up and was like, holy cow, this is the dude at the five spot. And, you know, you had some moments from a couple different guys, but other than that, man, these freshmen, Smith and Andrews and Torre, those three in particular to me were very, very impressive.
Joe, what do you say?
Man, I kind of agree with that, actually a lot. But for me, the five, I think Cooper Bowser should have separated himself a little bit from especially Caleb Origu. I thought Caleb Origu played great for being as young as he is. And his upside is really high. He's with Bowser at least at this point.
So I think he's easily the best one on the team at that position. Yeah, already.
That's really good. We played without Mika, and so Mika changes that team, I think, quite a bit, because I think with this team currently, I think you needed a little bit more scoring, a little bit more inside presence, a little more half court than we had. We just seemed to run the ball quite a bit. That might be the identity of the team because we lacked a little bit of shooting. But I think they look great. I worry about half court. Big man, you know, can we stop the ball? Can we slow down? Can we run a play? Can we pass it inside? I don't think we can do that yet. I don't know. We haven't seen, you know, what Mika's got. I think Mika is an offensive man, beast. But we don't know that yet. I think they look great. They look like what they were supposed to look like. And to me, those are the two key things. I think our best shooters are Thompson, maybe. He's got the purest looking shot to me. And Milt Wilkerson. And I think that's as far as I think our team will go. To me, it looks like we have overlap at the three spot. Like that, we have guys that are up there with our best players that'll sit on the bench because we can't play five, you know, threes out at the same time. Maybe we can. Maybe we will. But it seems like we're going to have a couple of guys on the bench that belong in the floor just because we don't have, you know, like I said, a dominant five, like we were all hoping to get. But I don't know. They look really good. Like you said, man, we have some dudes. We're young, super young. We're going to get frustrated and probably take a couple of really good beatings by some really good teams with super big teams and experienced teams early on. I don't know how many we play, but the non-conference schedule looks really tough. And we're going to probably struggle with some of the older teams there. But, man, they look good. As far as, you know, what you can get out of that trip, I think we got it. Like I said, I don't know that we've identified, like Justin said, that true dominant big man yet. Might be Caleb, though, man. He's coming on. Looking good for a guy that just joined the team, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you just joined, how about that, Roger? A little breakdown by two country music artists breaking down that basketball team like a boss.
Let me tell you something. For Joe Nichols to go from Sir Mix-a-Lot to John Calipari in 10 minutes,
yes.
You're not getting it. That's on free radio.
You know, and the interesting thing, both Justin and Joe, Roger, you can think about that. You know, they got the kids, they got the families, they got their careers. But I'm going to tell you what, they know every single player on that basketball team. Yeah. They know exactly, Everything about him, which I got to respect. That's why y'all are doing. That's why y'all are doing this show. Because you know,
thank your sponsors.
Right. Just getting ready. Do you want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Services in North Little Rock, Chad and Stephanie Powers for sponsoring Joe week, each week. If you got any truck problems, heavy duty truck problems, they will take care of you over at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Yeah, you make the point. You know how athletic we looked, and you mentioned Murnin didn't even play. He walks out there at 7 foot and, you know, flying all over the place.
Possibly the best player on the team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you throw him in there with what you've already saw. There was one move by Jordan Smith where he takes him, does a little juke and goes to the basket, explodes, dunks, and hangs on the rim a little bit. Looks like, you know, Jordan. Oh, my gosh. It's like, wow.
You know, his shot, it's funny you mentioned Jordan. Michael Jordan, because I kept telling myself, I'm like, don't get ahead of yourself, and he's not Michael Jordan, but does he not, his game kind of looks like Michael Jordan's, and even the pull up, his form on his jump shot even is very similar. He's just, you know, 4 or 5 inches shorter, but he reminds me of the way he moves, and I don't know. Just a thought.
I couldn't agree more, man. I'm impressed by his arm, his reach. That took away his size deficient. What is he, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, I think he's 6'2".
His reach made way up for that. Dude, he was blocking some shots that were insane. Getting up for that rim. That's really great. That's really, really great athleticism, man. I couldn't agree with you more about the way it looks. He's wearing 23. You know, if he can just that jumper to be consistent, you know, at the 3, that guy's going to be unstoppable.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun treat to be able to just to watch these guys. You know, obviously we won't see them again in that kind of format until, I guess, October or sometime. But, you know, Cal does his thing. Of course, you got John Wall showing up and Herschel Walker showing up. And Cal always brings the stars around. So that was a fun little thing to have during the summertime. And, you know, we make the transition to football. And but we do have that to look forward to. It's gonna be fun. They're going to be fun to watch, man. There's no question about that. They're so darn athletic. And, you know, Sean Andrews' son, you know, he's a good-looking kid. Again, he's 18 years old. You know, that's crazy. These are all youngsters. Yeah. And it's fun. It's, you have to sort of pinch yourself to go, man, is this not crazy? This is us. This is Arkansas with the number one recruiting class in America.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
Which is great. Yeah. But we
thank you, John Tyson. Yeah. Thank you so much, John Tyson. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yes.
Well, Joe, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate you, and we'll your Joe Rogers.
No, I was just going to ask, you know, how do you feel the song's getting?
C'est la vie.
Song. Yeah, how do you think it's getting talked about, Joe?
Brother, we've had about as good a launch as you could ask for. We had a number one most added song a couple of weeks ago, and this past week we were number two most added behind, I think, was Morgan Wallen. That's a pretty good start, man. We're seeing some good streaming, and that's always helpful at radio. So all the markers that you want, that you can tell early on, they look good. That's really promising. So never can tell. Awesome. It's early, but so far, so good.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, buddy. Yeah, good job on that. Yeah. Have a good one, buddy. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week,
Joe.
Yeah.
See you, bud.
I appreciate you guys. Go home.
Go home.
Big. How about that, Steve? You got two successful, super successful country music artists. They're breaking down X's.
Breaking it down.
Yeah, they're the X's and O's.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know probably three players on the team, and they're talking about all of them and what they're doing. And
it just hit me. What do you call that in basketball? X's and O's. Do you do X's and O's in basketball too, Justin? Yeah, sure. I don't know. I know it's a football term.
X's and O's is I would consider it more of a basketball than football term even.
Is that right? Oh, that's funny. I would have thought
don't
just
you,
the opposite.
Christian?
Yeah, I would.
That's funny that you guys view that as a basketball. Look it up. Let's see where the term originated.
Jimmy Jones.
Be interesting to see. We're here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Someone on our Middleton Eaton Air text line from the 501 area code, Steve, goes, can Steve Brown please answer this? What is a buy down when I refinance my car loan with you?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what what he's talking about there, unless maybe he's got a lot of negative equity that puts him upside down in that vehicle, and we're just trying to get him back closer to a position where we can finance him. I mean, have him give me a call. Give me a call at 501-315-5626, and we'll talk through it and see what we can figure out.
Yeah, we had somebody that mentioned earlier that, you know, if you buy your car at another dealership, whatever, that's fine. Come
absolutely.
On in here. And
then, yeah, go and make your best deal.
Yeah, and then come in
come
here.
See us. Yeah.
great staff, great folks to work with. Yeah, Christian.
I'm sorry. I was going to give you the answers for X and O's.
Okay, what is it?
It does originate from 1919 in a book called American Football, apparently. So it is a football term. Of course, X's represent the offense and O's represent the defense in that. But
right.
But in basketball, I think typically O's represent the offense and X's represent the defense. But it's pretty
That's
much
right.
universal. They use it in most sports. It's just the easiest way to draw stuff on a chalkboard or dry erase now.
I never crossed my mind as a basketball guy. I just thought it was synonymous because I was so used as a player to seeing those on the chalkboard. But hey,
we were old school. We got the printed out play sheets.
Yeah, it was all drawn up. Betcha. 661-1037. Someone says, what's the oldest vehicle that you'll refinance?
No, for the special, it's 24, 25, and 26, but there's no limit on how old the vehicle will be for us to be able to finance it.
Here's one, Justin, I know you'll be aware of this. Did you see where former Hog center fielder Christian Franklin made his Major League Baseball debut? I want to say, Roger.
With the Orioles.
Greg Hatcher watched them play last night,
sure
I think.
Did
they play the National? Is it Nationals?
They were up there, yeah.
Yeah. I think they that created – all the names just run together with me, Justin. And so was he the center fielder for the Razorbacks? Is that what position he played? Is that
right? That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so boom, got his Major League debut last night or yesterday, so good for him. Someone says, Baz, speaking of great country singers with bad songs, how about this? For the first time in history, and we mentioned this yesterday, Justin, country music songs claim all top five spots in the Billboard Top Hot 100.
Wow.
And it's Ella Langley, Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift, Stella Lefty, and a Wallen Langlet duet. Those are
wait a minute. They're putting Taylor as country.
I don't think so.
A couple of those are not even country, but
yeah. Stella Lefty is Lefty is not, is she?
I don't think it's a stretch.
Stella Lefty. I don't know Stella Lefty. That sounds like a.
Do you know how that call? I saw that last night on social media. She's sitting there. Yeah, I don't know who she is. Somebody said she's his dad. Her dad's got a lot of money or something. But
$5 billion.
So she's sitting there and decides, she goes, I'm getting ready to catch a bus or something, or catch a car, get ready to go somewhere. She goes, and I've been trying to do some writing. So I just decided to write. I had this little thing in my head, and it's whatever the song is. I don't know what the name of it, but she does about 15 seconds of it. Not even the full verse of it, not even the full chorus. But she puts that out on social media, and it goes viral.
Yeah,
wow. And she hadn't even finished writing the rest of the song. Justin's like, great. That's exactly what I want to hear.
I'm about to exit the hotel from my room. I'm on the 8th floor.
You're on the 8th floor? What?
I said, I'm about to exit the hotel from my room.
Thank you,
Christian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so
gotcha. I gotcha.
Her song, Boston, it's called, is pretty much ripping off Noah Kahan's Stick Season. Like, those songs sound eerily similar. I think
He said Stick Season.
I think she had to give him writing credits because it's so similar.
We are going to have to all, unless Justin can bounce in, we're all going to have to rely on you, Christian, what you just said.
I have no idea.
her dad was the co-founder of Groupon. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
I don't even think it's a thing anymore.
But he made his money and got out of there.
Yeah.
Someone says here, as we go to break here, someone says, what's this about Roger doing a movie with Eli Kramer?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, we're going to be doing a little something this weekend. Just to get together and put a little short together.
This is Joe Nichols, C'est la vie, taking us to the break. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. We're all over the place. Justin's headed to New York. Roger and I are in Saline County. Chris is holding down the fort.
We're headed to New Family Market. You see, I threw the new one. That's just...
Yeah, think about that. New Family Market in Hot Springs tomorrow. I'm in Fayetteville today, back in Hot Springs tonight.
Yeah.
And then we go to Hope Friday for the Watermelon Festival.
Back in Hot Springs tomorrow night from Mainline Sports Bar Trivia.
Oh, that's right. That's
absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Justin, have you ever been to the Watermelon Festival in Hope?
Watermelon Ride.
I don't think I have, actually.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking some watermelons. And do you like seedless watermelons or old school?
I prefer seedless if I ain't got to deal with them. But I'll eat either.
Either one. All right, do not go away. 931 live here in Benton at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Don't go away.
The Buzz's Ticker on our social media platform, presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball wrapped up their Bahamas trip yesterday with another blowout win, this one being a 105-48 win over the University of Calgary. Two Razorbacks scored 20-plus points. J.J. Andrews and Abdu Toure had 24 points and 20 points, respectively. The most notable thing that happened in the game was Jordan Smith Jr. going down with an injury, but he appears to be fine. Arkansas is scheduled to play a few more exhibitions in October, with Gonzaga being agreed to, while Kansas and Memphis have both been reported on or rumored. And Arkansas football fall camp gets started today. They'll have 25 practices between now and September 5th, which is game one against North Alabama. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza, with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be hot and mostly sunny today with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Here in Little Rock, we'll have a high temperature of 97. Tonight, mostly clear, falling off to 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Still real hot with a high of 97. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you, with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me, I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens, 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
40's the new 20, y'all, because guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are walking around with testosterone levels of their 20s, man. If you want that energy, drive, and libido of your younger self, it's on you. Go to Low T Center, like thousands of men in Arkansas already have. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free tea test today.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime and it's hot, but if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back-to-school clothing and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store-wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com for the fall kickoff sale Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it is 9:36 on this hump day, August 5th, live from Saline County.
You are saying, I'm not going to say what it was, but you already told a dude it ain't going to be enough. He ain't even told you what he's done.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to do. So, glad you're with us today. Glad to have Morning Man fully assembled there with Christian back in the studio, JM on the road with his boy South. We're right around the corner. Me and Roger and Steve are here, right around the corner. Funny, from Justin's wife. Have you been over there, Steve? Done any shopping over there?
Yeah, my wife goes down there quite a bit.
Apparently, I have some nice bed sheets over there, Justin, that I have
you
purchased.
Watch out. I thought we were talking about something else.
Yeah, remember, Roger, I went in there and bought how soft those fancy soft sheets?
Yeah, very I think soft. That's the same. Is that the one, Kate can answer. Yeah. Is that the ones that we have?
So soft. They are astounding.
They work well as a dinner plate, too, for you.
Yeah, do they absorb? Do they absorb peas?
Peas.
I tell you, I'm on that. I'm hooked on peas in the corn. I mean, a peas in the can, rather. Peas and not corn, but peas in the corn.
Said peas in the corn.
That's what I did, because I've been eating peas and corn out of the can.
That's those are my corn and your pea.
A couple birthdays today real quick. It's Terry Clark's birthday today.
I like her.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Nice. Let me tell you, long. This is up here. Her legs go all the way up here.
Yeah, she was super popular for a while. I hadn't heard much from her lately.
I ain't heard from her in 30 years.
Have you ever been around her, Justin? Okay, gotcha. Have you been around her before?
Yeah, a number of times. She's really nice lady. Really good. I liked her music, too. I'm a barrage. Yeah, but she's a good person.
Now, how do you pronounce the last name of this guy? Steve, you might know this one. I just know him because he's with the Beastie Boys. Adam, is it Yauch? Yauch? He's one of the founding members of the Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn. You know that one. Come on, y'all know that one.
Everybody knows. Sing it, Tim.
Everybody knows that. Christian, you know that one, don't you?
Yep.
Most people don't know who this actor is. I bet you Roger's the only guy who knows.
Come on.
Mark Strong.
Mark Strong?
Mark Strong.
Nope, don't know it.
So he's
I know Mark Stringer.
He's a character actor. Roger, here he is. Look here.
Mark Strong.
He's played in a lot of different.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
who he is.
He's played in a ton of different movies.
He's a poor man's.
Stanley Tucci.
CSI guy. Well,
Stanley Tucci. He was in Body of Lies with Leonardo.
I recognize that.
Yeah, was really good. He was in what would be something else he would be in? Zero Dark 30. He was in that one.
Okay, I can see.
He's in a lot of spy stuff.
Sirianni. Yeah. It's also the birthday of Patrick Ewing. I was seeing that a lot of, you know, when the Knicks were making a run that, you know, Patrick Ewing is the greatest Knick of all time. Well, I don't know about that, but he was certainly a very valued member. Of course, played with Joe on the Golden Olympic team.
Sure did.
In
played
84.
Against Joe, too. Didn't they play against Joe?
I'm trying to think. Who would be considered in the top of their best players?
Walt Frazier and one other. Who's the other great one? Willis Reed. Those are the two that come to mind that would be the all-time great. Yeah.
Ewing was great.
He deserves to be, he's considered one of the greats here, but I think those two are even bigger guys. Because did one of those or both of those win a title?
They both won.
Back in the day. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Listen, his contribution was bringing shirts underneath your basketball jersey.
Yeah. And Ewing, I don't know if he ever played. Yeah. Go ahead, Jesse.
I'm sorry. I was just saying not to be a victim of the moment, but because they got the championship, you got to put Brunson in there, too.
You bet. Yeah, I don't know if I ever remember seeing Joe. Obviously, they were teammates of the Gold Olympic team in 84.
I don't know why I was thinking they played against each other. Maybe they wouldn't win.
Well, they had to play in the pro, he probably had a chance. Yeah. But I don't think he...
You know what, you're right. You're
playing Georgetown.
Nolan played against
Nolan did, that's right. That's right.
My bad.
Maureen McCormick having a birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, who is Maureen McCormick?
Marsha Brady.
Is it Marsha?
It's Marsha. Yes, it is Marsha.
Yes. And then what about Samantha Sang?
Great song.
One song.
It's all you need.
It's with the Bee Gees.
It's a great song.
It's called Emotion.
Pull it up.
Justin, I bet you if you heard it, you would
recognize
it. It's a big hit in the 70s.
I love the song to this day.
I thought it was a Bee Gees song.
It's a great song.
Let me tell you this
right now. If I'm you, I get those new sheets. I christen those sheets
with playing this song.
Let me play this. Play
with chicken
this song.
Wings.
Play it. Play it there, Christian.
With chicken wings, yes. Let's see if he can find it.
Here we go. Come on. Come here.
It's when they get to the harmony when they start singing together.
Sweet
with the Bee Gees, yeah.
Come on.
This is Samantha Sang.
But the heartache lives on inside.
I remember a sock hop or two with this song.
Let's see what year that came out. I'm sure it was in the 70s, mid-70s. Let's see.
77.
You recognize it, Steve?
Probably 77, 78, something like
that. Let's see if we can find that one.
This is stuff I listened to outside of country as a kid because my dad loved it.
Oh, I love that. It's great. Here we go. The Bee Gees are so darn good on this. It's back up. Love this hook.
Walking across the gym floor right now. Looking for Samantha Johnson. Would you mind dancing with me?
Samantha Johnson, can you join us for All Skate? Join us for All Skate.
All Skate. It was released in November 1977 as the lead single for her self-titled album.
Central Junior High School.
It was written by Barry and Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees and produced by Barry Gibb. So that's her one big hit.
She's still alive?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So she and Barry, y'all? The only one.
I'm sorry, Roger.
Good.
I was just going to say, do you guys do like me, and anytime you hear, like, for example, the song, the cowbell song, anytime you hear that song unrelated to SNL, you go right to that skit. With the Bee Gees, as great as they are, and I like the Bee Gees and their music for the most part, but I always go back to Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yes.
I can't even take it serious anymore.
They were very good together. They were very, mm-hmm. What did they sing? What were they? What was the bit?
He just did all kinds of ridiculous stuff. Okay. They just took them, like, over the top. Where they go?
Yes. Yes.
You know, that was just all this craziness.
Excellent bit by them. That's right. The other birthday, Lonnie Anderson, Raj, from WKRP.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah, she died a couple of years back, and she was synonymous with Burt Reynolds, right?
Yeah,
ugly divorce.
Yeah, the more I read about it, the more it's just terrible. You just think everybody's having a hunky dory life, and it's all a facade.
Couple of country artists before we go, or country music related birthdays before we go. Bobby Braddock. He wrote two great songs.
Great
That's right.
Songwriter.
You know the two songs he wrote too, but go ahead. Yeah, the two, Roger, they're both one's a spelling of a word.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
That is it. The other one's, he stopped loving her today.
He wrote that?
Yeah.
You know what? I've heard him sing that song on that country music diner show that I watch. Mm-hmm. And when you hear him sing that, just like the guy that wrote The Gambler, you go, thank God the artist that made it, you know, change it to fit them, because it doesn't sound anything like what we hear George singing it. And
those are two.
Wow,
those are two monster.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah, those are two.
He's Bjorn Borg.
Yeah.
End it. You've done it. It's over. You've done it all.
The other artist is that I've heard you guys mention this singer's name. I just know because you guys always mention him. Vern Gosden.
Vern Gosden
having a birthday today.
Vern was
in my top five country artist of all time.
What is the song of Vern Gosden that I should?
What is the one song of his 60 hits?
For me, it would be
Chiseled in Stone. But
yeah,
that's the first one on the list.
That's the first one on the list.
It's a great one. I'd have to hear a few more of them, but I mean, I think he was called The Voice.
Yeah, The Voice. That's exactly okay, right.
You're
2009,
right.
Born in 1934. Yeah, yeah. And Roger, this one's for you.
Big Pie.
That's country western now.
Oh, thank you. Today, the last one, Neil Armstrong. The great Neil Armstrong.
You know what? He had two hits.
Of course, won how many Tour de France's?
Mm-hmm. No,
Neil.
That's his cousin. That's Lance's cousin.
Oh,
that's
right. Clearly, yes, I'm joking. Yes. I'm not drunk again.
No.
There's another one. What was it? Trey
Reed make fun of myself.
And that Larry David.
Yes, you can.
That Larry David show did one on Neil and Buzz going back and forth on some stuff too. So that Larry live life, liberty, and Larry or whatever is pretty good. But Neil Armstrong, big hero, of course, according to some folks, and I think Christian is one of them. He never made it to the moon.
Okay, I was just about to pose the question: have y'all been? Is it just me, or have y'all been hearing a lot more of that kind of stuff lately?
What have you been on social media, Justin?
I don't know if this says something about my algorithms or what. I just keep seeing it,
Roger,
lately. I don't know why.
That? Have you been seeing that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, a lot lately. Yeah, more so here in the last couple of years.
Okay, I'm glad to know it's not just me.
Yeah.
Didn't OJ in a movie try to... that was Capricorn 1.
What was it?
And that was basically him and James Brolin.
They faked it.
They faked it all.
Hey, you wouldn't be saying that crap in front of me.
Where do y'all stand on that?
Oh, well, I believe we. What'd you say, Christian?
I'm pretty sure they made it.
I think they made it too. I think they made it.
Did you see where one of Elon's rocket boosters crashed on the moon?
Uh-uh.
Figure that one out,
Justin. Are you on the moon, or are you saying they didn't get there?
I'm on the moon. to be fair, I haven't really educated myself on it too far into the conspiracy theories, but I believe we did.
Yeah. All right. Do not go away. We'll come back and wrap things up here at the fine establishment of Steve
Brown.
Yeah,
but Brown. You know what? Let me put it this way. Do I believe that we've landed on the moon? Yes. Do I believe that that is actually Frankie Valli singing live in concert now?
No.
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 Not right. At all.
We'll wrap things up here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. We come back. 9:48.
To a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home.
Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and details.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better naturally.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conaway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This little light of mine, it isn't loud, it doesn't demand attention, it shows up, it stays steady, it shines when it matters most. I'm Renata Jenkins Byler, and my family has spent generations answering a calling to serve families with care, dignity, and respect. It is our greatest honor to be a light in your family's time of need. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I want to thank Double R for giving us the Touchdown Club about 30 minutes or an hour of time yesterday, trying to guess who the speakers might be.
My just pleasure.
So apparently, which I listen, I'm not saying anything because I've done it before. So Randy's telling Rick which players or former players he really wishes I could get. He goes, I'd really love. I hope maybe Bass can get Dick Butkus this year. And Rick said, that's going to be pretty difficult because he died 3 years ago, Randy.
Buckus would even have come up. He's a Packers fan, so I'm sure he saw Dick play his Packers.
And I tried to get Buckus, but just before, I just missed him by Dan Hampton tried to help me and came close. But yeah, Double R was great yesterday. He was, I loved it.
If there's a Dick Buckus lookalike, I think you ought to go ahead and send him in to talk to Randy.
Double R, only one like him. Yeah. Steve, thanks so much for having us, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Steve. Always a good time.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Remind everybody, you got a month to go.
Got a month to go. Clock's ticking. Don't mess around and miss out on this. Last month of our summer auto loan special, historically low auto loan rates, rates as low as 1.776%. Financing for 24, 25, and 26-year models. 90 days no pay, 84 months financing available. We try to make it easy and save you a bunch of money.
Well, time's ticking, as you said, and that's
time's
Justin Moore's song.
That's right.
But y'all, 15 counties in Central Arkansas. Alcoa Community, FCU.org.
Right.
That's a website to go to, and you can find out about all the other things, all the other features and benefits that you can get from coming here and shopping at Alcoa. And again, you're going to talk to real folks. And if you've got a bank that you're able to do that with, congratulations to you. You have that. I've got a couple, and you know, the services are good, but you don't get to talk to a person, and that makes a difference. You want to be able to talk to somebody. So I know you guys, and I know you personally, people can come in here, whether it be for that a signature loan, the summer auto loan special, the Christmas fund account, all of that
Absolutely.
Stuff. It's all available. You just got to come by and talk to somebody or look it up online first.
Absolutely. Full service financial institution. Been serving folks since 1957, so we're here to stay. Sir, you know, we have a staff meeting once a quarter, and you can ask anybody on the team. The first thing that we talk about is how we treat people.
Member-owned?
Member-owned, member-focused.
Who do we have in studio? Christian, do we have Phil? Do we have Justin? Who do we have today?
We got Phil.
It's
hey,
me.
Hey, Phil, I see you on camera. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good. What's up? How's it going out there?
We're having a good time, wrapping things up and covering a lot of ground. And what do you guys have going on today?
Joe Klein's coming in, get into what we think about Arkansas basketball after this Baja Mar. Did we call them the champions of the summer league? Were they going in that direction at all? No, I'll use the word league then. Trey Schapp will call in on his way home from Nassau. What the Hell Wednesday, and the Big Damn Horns are going to be in studio. So I think it should be fun today.
The Big Damn Horns.
I guess we're talking musical instruments.
That's a band that Justin's a big fan of that plays locally around here. I've not heard them or seen them, but I'm really excited to meet them today and just see exactly how big these damn horns are.
Okay, gotcha. JM, give old Sal, tell him Uncle Baz and Uncle Raj said hello, and
will do. Will do.
We're going to catch you tomorrow. Are you with us tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be on the bus, so hopefully I'll have, proper reception, etc. But
Roger will be in Hot Springs at Family Market, the brand new store. Always great to hang out with the Hendricks family and a new cool-looking place right there in Hot Springs, your hometown.
If you're in the neighborhood, please stop by. There's going to have a lot of promotions, ribbon cutting going on, free food, free milk, free Bahama Mamas for you. And all kinds of other things.
Christian, good job back in the studio.
Yeah,
boys, I'm going up on the hill. I'll have some recon on how our hogs look. And so we'll talk
about
that tomorrow.
Looking forward to that report.
Steve, thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. You can't do it without you guys. And Zoe's up next.
If you're looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle, McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock has over 900 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. From cars and trucks to SUVs, you'll find all makes and models and something for every budget.